Chapter 2. The Bridge.
My coachman's name is John Manley, and he lives near the stables. John is a friendly man, and he always gives me a good grooming. He is a good rider, too.
Good morning, John,
says Mr. Gordon.
How's the new horse?
He's fast and easy to ride, sir,
says John.
He comes from a good family.
What's his name?
Asks Mr. Gordon.
I don't know, sir,
says John.
Well, he's a beauty,
says Mr. Gordon.
Let's call him Black Beauty.
I like my new name and my new master. After a few days, John says to me,
Today you're going out in a carriage with Ginger.
I am not happy about this because Ginger is not friendly. But after a few rides in the carriage, we start talking.
Sometimes I bite and kick, but I'm not a bad horse,
says Ginger sadly.
In my life, I can only remember cruel masters, bad coachmen, and the whip.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ginger, I say. Are you happy here?
Yes, I am,
says Ginger.
Because the master and the coachman are both kind. They understand horses.
Now we are good friends, and I like her a lot. I also like Merrylegs, because he is always happy and friendly. He is the favourite horse of Miss Jessie and Flora. They are Mr. Gordon's daughters. One cloudy autumn day, the master says,
John, get the carriage ready with Black Beauty. We must go to town on business.
This is the first time for me to go to town with the master and John. I am excited. I want to do my best and please the master. The master and John are in the carriage, and it starts raining, and it is very windy. We get to town, and the master goes to see some people. John and I wait for him in the rain. When he finishes his business, he says,
Let's go home, John. Perhaps we can cross the bridge before it is dark.
It's a dangerous bridge when it rains,
says John. We take the country road to the bridge, and it is raining hard. I am very careful because the road is bad. When my feet touch the bridge, I know something is wrong. I cannot move, and I stop.
Go on, Black Beauty,
says my master. I cannot move because I feel there is danger on the bridge.
There's something wrong, sir,
says John.
Beauty doesn't want to cross the bridge.
But we must cross the bridge. It's late,
says the master. At that moment, a man runs out of his house and cries, Stop! Stop! Go back! Don't cross the bridge! It's broken in the middle!
Broken in the middle?
Says the master.
Oh, thank you, Black Beauty.
Yes, thank you, Beauty,
says John. We take another country road and get home late.
What a rainy night,
says the mistress when she sees us.
I'm happy you're home.
You can thank Black Beauty. He's a very wise horse,
says the master. That night, John dries my wet coat and puts on my warm blue blanket. Then he gives me a good dinner, and I can finally sleep. The next day, a new stable boy comes to work. His name is Joe Green, and he is 14 years old. I like him because he has a gentle hand and he talks to me. One night, the stable bell rings loudly and all the horses wake up. I hear John's voice.
Beauty, wake up! The mistress is very ill and we must go and find Dr. White.
He puts a saddle on my back and gets on. I gallop fast because I want to help the mistress. It is a dark, cold night. When we get to Dr. White's house, John calls him. A window opens and the doctor puts his head out and says,
What's the matter at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Mrs. Gordon is very ill,
says John.
Please come at once.
Can I use your horse?
Asks the doctor.
My horse has a bad leg.
Yes, of course,
says John. The doctor is a heavy man and not a good rider. But I do my best and gallop home. He runs to see the mistress and Joe takes me to the stable. I am very wet and cold. Joe dries me and gives me some water and oats. But he forgets to put my warm blue blanket on. Soon I start shaking and I am very cold. I feel terrible. The next day, the master comes to see me.
Thanks to you, Black Beauty, the mistress is feeling better,
he says.
But now you are ill, my poor beauty. We must call the vet at once.
I am very ill now, but the master's kind words make me feel better.